Yeah, DeMarcus is going to have surgery tomorrow morning, I think. I know he's going to have it tomorrow. I want to say tomorrow morning. So, you know, he's going to miss some time. Greeks talked to me in terms of like 4 or 5 weeks, something like that. You know, I don't know. So let us go get this thing taken care of and probably have a better answer for you. But obviously, we know we're going to get him back, so that's very encouraging.
What about Virgil Green?
Virgil, I would say Virgil's day-to-day right now. You know, he's got a strained calf. This is something we kind of went through with Virgil before. So he's feeling, of the three guys that we talked about, Stevenson, you know, and Virgil, Virgil's probably feeling better than any of them. So we'll see where he's at day-to-day.
What about
you? I think, you know, he's going to probably miss a week here. But we feel like we're lucky. And this is also something that he dealt with back, I want to say, back in OTAs or something, and missed about 8 to 10 days. So we'll see.
To clarify on water, is he getting like a plate for doing that?
That's my understanding. I don't know. Yeah.
Will you stay with the alignment with Schofield on the tackle and wing?
I don't know. The good news is we have some versatility, and the fact that Ty was ready to go yesterday. We chose not to suit him up. We chose to suit up the 6 defensive linemen. And rotate them. So but Ty's ready to go, so that gives us some flexibility in what we can do. But very proud of Michael. I mean, Michael, you think he started right tackle last year. He earned the right guard spot, goes to right tackle, 9 plays in the game yesterday. So very proud of what he did. But those are the type of things you got to get done if you're going to, you know, win in this league consistently.
With Virgil Green day-to-day, how's Jeff Hireman doing in his
evening? Jeff is fine. Jeff was very capable of suiting up yesterday, too. We made a decision not to, so we kind of kept our same routine that we had against Carolina as far as our suits yesterday. So, but Jeff's ready to go, and he will keep working as if he's going to, you know, be up this week. But he could have very well been up yesterday, just like Ty.
Coach, after watching the film yesterday, what did you think of Trevor's decision-making and his performance in that game?
I think he played very good. Obviously, he's got one play he'd like to have back, and that's what we're, you know, working on those type of things. It was very much a similar play to what happened against Carolina. But Trevor was very accurate in the game. We had one sack for 0 yards. So he said, tell me that's a sack, right, Patrick? I don't understand that, but he did a good job getting rid of the ball, got blitzed, got some tough situations, got rid of the ball. There's some plays out there for him to make, but I think he's taking another step forward. You know,
the Colts secondary was shorthanded. Mm-hmm. He threw further than 20 yards just twice. Is he reluctant to go long? Is that part of the game plan?
No, they didn't really let us go long. I mean, it was hard to get behind them. I think we had like 40 – 50 yards, something like that, in PIs when we did have a chance to actually try to run by them when they played some man coverage. So, but no, Trevor handled himself very good. Was he 22 or 33 for almost 270 yards? And you think of the PI calls, you know, that's a 300-yard game for a young kid. So I think Trevor's progressing well, and we just continue to get better around him.
We'll talk about one play in particular. I'm thinking about the 13-13. You're facing a 3rd and 12 after giving up a 13-play drive and able to get the first down.
Yeah, they brought a zero. Well, they came after us with more than we could handle. Trevor took a good shot, hit Virgil. I think that's the play you're talking about. Virgil goes and gets a first down. Yeah, he's well aware of when he's got problems from a protection standpoint. You know, we have, 3 sacks in 2 weeks, so – that's a, you know, a much better pace than we were on at this point last year. So I think we've improved there. But I think his clock, he does a good job of getting rid of the ball, threw it away a couple of times when he had no play to make.
Were you able to see anything on film as to why you guys weren't able to score more touchdowns inside the red zone?
Well, the biggest thing is when you're 0-for-2 on 3rd and 1, you know, and both of those were down there. So, you know, that kills the drive right there. I think we had a play we should have made down there once before when we kicked a field goal down there. But now we're struggling red zone on both sides of the ball. You know, our defense is at the bottom of the barrel in the league, and offensively we're 2-for-6, which is not good. So we need to improve as a team in the red zone. That's very, very important for us to improve upon.
On the flip side, there can't be many teams out there that have driven in the field goal range.
Yeah, we had 9 drives. I think 7 times we went inside the 35 or something like that. So, you know, we've punted 5 times in 2 weeks. So there's some good ball movement going on, Mike. But in this league, you got to gather the points, you know, when you can. So that's something we got to do a better job of once we get down there.
Does your defense come into play knowing how good your defense is as far as, I mean, I don't know, play calling a field goal is not a bad deal with
Are you asking me about the end of the game or are you talking about in general?
The whole game when you're in the red zone, when you're in the attacks?
We need to be aggressive, you know, and try to go get all we can. And we had our opportunities yesterday. You know, you got 300 yards of ball movement in the first half yesterday, and you have a seven-point lead, you know. So that's this league. That's how tough it is. And when you don't take advantage of opportunities, people hang around. And that's why we were in the game we were in late in the game, you know. But even late in the game, we came up with a big, big drive late in the game. Trevor took us down there. Even though we don't convert to third and one, you know, we do move the ball, hang on to the ball, where I think we got rid of all their timeouts when they got the ball back. So, just need to find a way to capitalize more on those situations.
Gary, Demarius, and CJ after the game expressed a little bit of frustration at the lack of productivity generally on the offense. And I was wondering if you share some of that frustration yourself.
We had a lot of productivity on offense. We had 24 first downs, 400 yards, 6.2 yards of play. So, we're very productive. I take that every week. Hopefully we can produce like that, move the ball like that. We need to be better in the red zone. I've never met a receiver who didn't want more touches. So, but we had a lot of guys make plays. You know, the good thing is you take Virgil, you take Cody, you know, you take the two Jordans between them. I think there's 9 catches, 120 yards. So we're getting productivity from a lot of people. That's a good thing.
How much more effective does it make the offense when Trevor's able to spread the ball around, like you just mentioned?
Well, that's a good thing. You know, you're not too predictable, you know, offensively as far as where it's trying to go all the time, but you're attacking a defense and doing what you should be doing against a defense.
The first time Trevor had a pick the first week, down the line of scrimmage, seemed like a fluke, bad luck. Now it's happened twice in two games.
They were a little bit different, Mike, but in a lot of ways the same, just for where they happened. And, in a lot of ways, too, when you haven't played, you know, two outings for Trevor athletically, sometimes as you play more, you learn that athletically these guys can make these plays, where maybe in college I could make that throw or get it over this guy. And now you're trying to get it over a great athlete, you know. So I think he's learning some of those things, you know, can I take a chance with the ball here? Can I get it in this spot? You know, and sometimes you just can't. So, and that comes with playing.
How does Vaughn compare talent-wise to some of the better pass rushers you've seen through your time in the NFL?
Well, he's as good as I've ever seen, I can tell you that. I mean, he affects the game amazing. And, you know, when you get somebody in a situation where you know they have to throw and they got to get people out, you know, which they were having to do late in the game. So they chipped Vaughn a lot and did some of those things. As long as the game is a one-score game, you can do things like that. And then when you get caught, you know, get behind or whatever, you can't. And when people can't do that, he's as, you know, dangerous as you could possibly be.
Take that step further. I'm looking at Lawrence Taylor and his numbers and what he did as far as changing. I know it's sacrilege to those on the East Coast, but changing how an offense game plans. He seems to be in that class.
Yeah, and the good news is we're pretty good on both sides, you know. So if, as an offensive guy, if you play against certain people and you formation them with tight ends and backs banging them and stuff, you can try to do everything you can to maybe neutralize a player. But when you're balanced, and we're pretty balanced pass rush wise with DeMarcus and even Shane and Shaq, the players they've become, you know, it makes it difficult for people to load up on Vaughn. Plus, Wade does a good job moving around on third down, so I think it helps.
A lot of his success comes late in the games. How much of that is just kind of attrition?
Well, I think that's a lot of that's credit to him, his conditioning level. You know, like I'll go back yesterday. Boy, it was a tough day to play, man. It was hot. And, you know, in this league, you got 46 guys suited up. I mean, I think I got like 22 or 23 players that played over 70 plays of football yesterday. That's a lot of football. But when you get to the end of the game, you know, Vaughn's, I mean, that's kind of his time. You know, I know you got to throw, and I'm going to pin my ears back and come get you. So, but his condition level, the job that Luke does with those guys, I think really came into play yesterday.
How much is that going to be crucial the next 2 weeks?
That's a great point. Going to Cincinnati, going to Tampa. So, obviously playing a great team this week and got a chance for a couple of warm outings here. So, we'll just keep working. But we've held up pretty good.
Coach, there's a lot of young quarterbacks around the league, rookies that are playing. Wentz, Dak, Jacoby Brissett now for the Patriots. If the situation arose where Paxton had to play maybe sooner than you'd think, how much confidence would you have in him?
I think my confidence is growing watching him prepare each week. You know, so We put him, obviously he's been the backup the last 2 weeks. The preparation level really picks up. Bringing Austin in here has really helped him because Austin's a pro. He knows how to do those things. He's not only helped Paxton, he's helped Trevor too. So, just me and Napper and Rico watching him prepare and talking football with him and quizzing him the night before the game, he's growing, and that's a good thing.
A few more for the coach.
Benny, I'm sorry. Oh,
go ahead.
Donald's injury and Ty's continuing recovery, do you expect to look for additional help on the offensive line at all?
I don't know. I think our depth is good right now, and I think we feel fortunate with Donald. So hopefully we'll get better news day to day as he tries to make his way back. But I think we've got the people in place to try to, it's part of adjusting. So it's just time for Ty to get back to work.
What is releasing Shiloh Kao say about the progress and growth of Parks and Simmons?
First off, we think a lot of Shiloh. I mean, he played extremely well for us. But that's just the situation we're in right now, with our actives or the guys that we have on the roster. Our two young safeties have done a good job for us. And not only on the back end, but also in the special teams area. Simmons and Parks are doing a good job. So we'll see. I don't think Shiloh will be out of work long. He's a good player. He's a great kid. Did a good job for us. Yeah, Mike, you asked me about Benny?
Yeah.
Expectations are for Benny, hopefully, to be ready this week. With the work he's done the last 2 weeks and the healing process that we've seen, we hope to be staring at making him active this week. We'll see.
Are you covered at tight end based on what you've seen from Hireman and Virgil?
We've suited two the last 2 weeks, so we got John and Jeff if Virgil can't get there. So, I mean, there's some adjusting in what we are offensively when we do that. But I think of all the guys, Virgil's probably got the quickest chance of getting back. So we'll see how he does day to day. Okay, you have a good day. Thanks,